So when I started this game, one thing I really wanted to do was try and make it so that your choices could really, you know, adjust the difficulty level. I had someone ask me a couple days ago, will this game have difficulty levels? And the answer is no. I always felt that difficulty levels are digital, which is, well, either it's easy or it's medium or it's hard. And I didn't like that because, you know, I mean, it's like three states. So I wanted to do something different. And I decided that what I would do is between levels, you would visit what's called the Z-Mart. Z for zombie, the Zombie Mart. And the Z-Mart would sell you your weapons, your ammo, and extra health. And one of the cool things that the Z-Mart does is, let's say you buy something and you later decide, I don't really want this. You can sell it back for cost. So you don't lose the currency. In this case, right now, it's points. You don't lose any points on it, which is kind of cool because what it lets you do is it lets you adjust on a level-per-level basis. You can, you know, play level 3 and go, well, gee, I need all this health, and now I'm to a boss, and I know I can take the boss out with some machine gun bullets, so I'll sell back some of my health and pick up the machine gun and some bullets. And that will really let you adjust your difficulty on the fly, and I'll probably come up with some sort of rewards for doing certain things, and I'm thinking about having it so that as you play through the game, you can unlock other weapons on subsequent playthroughs and stuff. But anyways, let me play through this game, and I'm going to use the store. I haven't balanced everything out yet, so, you know, it may be a little touch and go, but I'm going to go for a rake run with as much health as I can get. So this is just the rake, and I'm selling stuff I don't need, and I'm going to buy as much health as I can.
Backyard.
All right, so I'm in the backyard, and we know this pretty well. And I've got my... Whoa! Got my rake out, wasn't paying attention, and that cost me. Now, a couple things that I've done, which I probably should mention. You can press H now
14 HP.
To hear how much health you have. Weapons that are ammo-consuming weapons.
10.
I have 10. Handgun ammo.
0.
0 machine gun ammo.
0.
And 0 shotgun shells. The game's going to be mean. It's going to give you 10, 10 shells for your gun, and you'll have to go get more. So anyways, enough talking. Let's get going. Right now, point-wise, for each enemy that you kill, you'll earn a point. I'm going to adjust that whole system later where, depending on what kind of weapon you use and how fast you play the level, you'll get points. But right now I did something quick and dirty, so this will work. Alright, part 3. More zombies, and like I said, I'm going for a rake-only run. And I'm going to buy as much health as I can.
Well,
I'm paying attention here. Okay, I've got him coming out of that trash can. Alright. Section 5. Ow!
9 HP.
Let me get rid of this zombie.
7 HP.
Alright. So, now we're going to go to the store.
Welcome to Z-Mart. Use your up and down arrows to select an item. Use right and left to increase or decrease the quantity. Press space to hear how many of an item you currently have.
And you can also, it doesn't point it out here, you can also press P to hear how many points you have.
77 points.
I have 77 points. I was generous and started the player off with 50 points.
Handgun ammo.
And I have
10 handgun ammo.
10 handgun ammo left. So I could buy more handgun ammo. Each one.
Handgun ammo. 10 for 20 points.
I could get 10 for 20, so that's 1 for 2. I'm going to sell off this handgun ammo that I have. I have 10. Now, if you have a number that doesn't equal the amount that a set is, like let's say you had 7, you can't sell 7. You have to sell a full set of 10. So I'm going to sell these.
Zero handgun ammo.
And
97
I have 97 points.
Health.
So let's
one
see.
One for 25 points.
Ooh, I could get three health.
16 HP. 17 HP. 18 HP.
There we go.
22 points.
22 points left. I'll leave those for the next level. So let's go on to the backyard. Or town square.
Town square.
We hit escape to get out of our store. All right. So I'm just going to go through. Like I said, I'm only using the rake. And I have 18 hit points. Good, I need that. All right. Oh, breaking out of windows. Ow! We have more guys breaking out of windows here. You know, that's a perfectly good window. Only lost two. Nice. Alright. I like this section. We have dogs. That was easy enough. Section 6. Some more dogs. Alright. Section 7. The last one. I got plenty of health. I'm feeling good health-wise right now. Anything else? Oh, there's some guys over here. So I lost 4 HP. All right.
Welcome to Z-Mart.
All right, we're back to the Z-Mart.
Handgun ammo. 10 for 20 points. 71 points.
71 points.
Health. 19 HP. 20 HP.
Well, I'm going to bring this up to 20. And I'm good.
Graveyard.
All right. This is perfect for me. This will give me enough for maybe another couple HP for the boss. Oh, I almost jumped right into that grave. I forgot that they were going to spawn there. Got more birds coming. Come here, birdies. There we go. I lost 6, but that's okay. I got the extra 5, so that's nice. Ow!
Eight HP.
Ooh, I only have 8. Okay, I gotta stop messing around here. I'm going to get some good points for this. All right, let's go back to the store.
Welcome. 79 points.
79 points.
23
hit points. Plenty for the boss.
Graveyard boss.
Here we go. Ooh. Now I have 22.
22 HP.
Oh, well. No harm done. All right, boss time. You know what? I'm just going to take him on. Come on, boy. See, I took you out before you could take me out. That's what is nice about building up health. So you can play this game a couple of different ways now. You can decide to put your health into heavy artillery, or you can do what I did and or put your points in the heavy artillery, or do what I did, which was put your points into health and went all ninja style with a rake. So it's up to you. Or if you want, I guess, you could save your points for maybe an even better weapon later on in the game. But anyways, that's a sample of what's going on with my Z-Mart, and I hope you enjoy it. This is really coming together nicely, and I'm really surprised how quickly this is coming together. So feel free to leave comments and questions and all that good stuff. Anyways, thanks for listening.